You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Rabbi Hanan declares, what's the din of Eser Deichaloi Saseh? When you have a din of Eser Deichaloi Saseh, is it pshat that the chiyuv mitzvah, right? Because you have a chiyuv mitzvah, that's deich. You don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah. But if you're not going to do the loy saseh, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah. Right? Or the pshat is no, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you'll go. You can do a loy saseh. And the nafkamin is we said that a mitzvah kiyumis, right, from David. Which you said whatever you said that Ramesha says kiyumis, but let's take poshet, the classical case that mitzvah kiyumis is the goyin. The goyin speaks that out at least. Then it's a mitzvah kiyumis. That even though the Gemara says that Shivas Yamim Teichu Matzis is a reshus, which you don't have to eat matzah, but still the Gemara the goyin says that a key mitzvah gapping a chiyuv is called a reshus. Whereas even though you're not b'chuyuv to eat Shivas Yamim Teichu Matzis, but if you eat matzah, you're mekayev a mitzvah. And memela, the goyin holds that you have to eat matzah on Pesach. All 7 days you get a mitzvah. That's what it says. The goyin would eat shashudas even on Yom Tov, even though usually it was not makpid. Usually there wasn't makpid to eat shashudas. So the whole big shaila in the Rishonim, if there's a din shashudas on Yom Tov from that. So goyin was paistos machui, you don't have to. But on Yom Tov Pesach, he would, in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of Pesach. So that would be the nafka mina. In other words, if it's a chiyuv, then it doesn't have, you can't go ahead and do it, because it's only a kiyum mitzvah. A kiyum mitzvah, it's a kiyumis, is not the chaloy saseh. It's order not to be mevatel the mitzvah. You have a chiyuv, what's chiyuv? You have to do a yibon. You have to, so Rekonin Taka brings Kivega in Simon Yer Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, that sitzes avad is called a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's poshut, right? People get stuck on it sometimes. You say, what's a mitzvah chiyuvis? Tzitzis, because you don't have to wear dal kanfis. Kivek said, that's a mistake. He doesn't speak it out the way I'm speaking out. That people say, but he says, avad, that's a mitzvah chiyuvis, not a chiyuvis, because the mindset is, once you have the beggar on, you will have to do it. Just like you have to have a mezuzah on your house, and you have to, right? Because you have a house, right? A person cannot have an arm too, with one little slot. Right, but he's not having tefillin, right? He doesn't have the mitzvah tefillin. But if a person has a house and he has dal kanfis, so he's chayev. Kiveka says ray ledava, because the whole din of eser deicha loy saseh is learned out from tzitzis, right? Being deicha klaim, and if it was a kiya mitzvah, I could be deicha the loy saseh klaim. Of kiveka named on for another portion, that wouldn't make sense that a mitzvah kiyumis is deicha a loy saseh, right? That's Rabbi Kiveger. So memela the Rabbi Chonin, the same thing. It's a little negate yesterday's parsha. We have the mitzvah of be'erev teichul matzis. The mitzvah of be'erev teichul matzis. So Yushalmi says, Tesis and Kedusha Lamed Ches quotes Yushalmi, that the first year they went to Eretz Yisrael, so the din was that Chodesh usually mitzvahs are tluyas baritz, meaning mitzvahs that have to do with the ground. We know only noyag in Eretz Yisrael, right? Bikurim, trumas, or maishas. Mitzvahs tluyas baritz mean Eretz Yisrael. Tluyas baritz means mitzvahs that come from the ground. So those mitzvahs that tolim baritz is only noyag in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says from different psukim that it only starts usually after 14 years shiva shechol, kiv shiva shiva shechol. Loi kein chodesh, as soon as they water in Eretz Yisrael, over the Eivei Yarden, it became osur. So the mele, the first year they went to Eretz Yisrael, they came in Yud Nisan, and everything became osur because of chodesh. Right? The Issa chodesh started right away. And they didn't have anything to make matzahs of, because usually what do we make matzahs from? Last year's wheat, last year's grains. But that last year's grains also became also, because there was no last year to be matter it. But as soon as they walked in, right, all grains from 100, 1,000 years ago Right, became matzah. So they had nothing to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Right? So they didn't eat matzah. In fact, the Yerushalmi, why don't you say, asay doichel leisasa? Say the asay of matzah is doichel olav of chodesh. That's Yerushalmi's kasha. So Taisus answers this kasha, gzeira kazayas rishon otu kazayas sheni. Similar to Gemara in Legabe Yibu. That in a chanami, they could have done asay doichel leisasa, but seems they already made a gzeira not to eat, not to be soymach on asay doichel leisasa. Because if you eat the first kazayis, you might come to eat the second kazayis. And that, you have no din of asad decholesase. Zokt Rebbe Chanan, why not? Why isn't there a din of asad decholesase? According to the Gra, right, we still have a din of asad decholesase because of mitzvah kumis. Of course, this is all if you say that Tosfos would hold the Gra. The second kazayis is also a mitzvah. But rather, that's all told, if Tosfos agrees, his raya is in different places, that Tosfos does not agree necessarily with the Gra. But a kapan, that's the Rebbe Chanan's Zahara, that according to the Gra, there shouldn't be this gzeira kazayis rishon to kazayis shei. Okay? If you don't say kiwis. Rebbe Chanan goes ahead and he says the following, that he found a raivid in Teres Kahanim, that in the raivid it's masha mitzvah kiwis. It seems the Ravid holds a mitzvah kiyumis. You do say asad doichel leisase. What's his raya? Because the Ravid says like this. The Gemara says that the question is the following: is a woman allowed to wear shatnis and tzitzis? A woman can wear tzitzis, right? The quantum, many be shame, tzitzis, others. She can make a bracha on it. She's mekayim a mitzvah, right? She's mekayim a mitzvah. It's God lo mitzvah v'aisa, yesam imisha ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, but she's ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. So she gets a mitzvah. Can she wear shatnis? The din is you can wear tzitzis made out of shatnis. Can a woman wear tzitzis made out of shatnis? Can be kaim tcheles on a beged shel pishn? So it seems that the Ravid holds yes. The Ravid Teich Parv says like this, that the din is smicha is not by women, at the din of smicha by karbanis, bnei Yisrael soimchin ve'ein bnei Yisrael soimchos, right? And the din is that we paskin, but they could do smicha. So the Ravid says, either doing a voida b'kotchim, pressing on it, b'chol koicha, in alav do avod koicha, can't lean on kotchim. He says, because just like by men, there's a din, eser dechol eisese, meaning the Torah allowed you to do it, so too, the Torah allowed you to do it over here too. And Mamela, they can wear shatnas too. Now, a mitzvah of a woman is only a mitzvah kiyumis. And yet you see, the Ravid says, you say eser dechol eisese. So the Rabbi Chanan says, you see from the Ravid that you do say the klal of eser dechol eisese, even on a mitzvah kiyumis. That's the Rebbe Chanan. It says he found a rishon. And I'm going to say that there's a big chilek. I think there's a big chilek between the two.
By the matzah of Ambedishit, by the men, that's a mitzvah then this is a mitzvah of hiyuri. It should have been a clear of it. But everybody resigned with the grub, it's clearly only kiyumis, because no one's clear of it.
Right. Therefore what?
So therefore you could still all like the that
a mitzvah kiyumis
and of mayat eat the or married for the mitzvah the smita rewashing mitzvah because that mitzvah has tail the mitzvah.
Even though for the woman it's clueless. Oh, the may is saying good, but like when it be matim middle matim meaning give it a little more geschmack. Offense. A little more with understanding. The Ravid he's saying a good nice chiluk, but let's first see. That fits in, I think you don't need necessarily what I'm saying, but I think it makes it a little more understandable. The Reb Nissim Goyen in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, asks Akasha. He asks Akasha, which is the Gemara's Kasha. He says, at the end, he says, with what I'm saying now, it answers this question. What's the question? The question is the Gemara. It doesn't bring the Gemara, but the Gemara's question. Why is Esed Dechaleisa said? Eloisa says more chumra than an essay. Eloisa says you get einish. Essay is not. Eloisa says kum va'asei. an essay is Sheval Tase. Right? It's a kasha. The Gemara asks. The Gemara says, Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is, it's exactly a kasha. Right? That's the exact. Even though Esa Decha Lois, even though Lois says Mucham, it's still Esa is Decha. Kivegi there on the spot brings a Ramban in the Sarasa Dibris. Ramban says, the Pshat is that Abba is Decha Yira. That's basically, he says, with the Talmud of it. Nissenbein says like this. He starts off that Esa Decha Lois say, even though the Lashon is Decha, it's really Hutra. Right, there's a concept in the Gemara, Tchuya and Hutra. It's interesting. Many, many years ago, I think in 1969 or something, there was a Torah journal called Meisharim. It came out Moshe Chaim and Rabbi Badal Chaim and Rabbi Yosef Katzenstein Ovashal used to put it out. It came out for like the six times, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wrote in it, and he wrote, he doesn't really know what the difference. Tchuya and Hutra is. What's the difference? He called Tchuya was living. In the next issue, as they call it, there was a letter there from Yitzchak ben Yitzchak. It was from Futnach, and he said a good nafkamina. Right? But akoponim, there is such a concept called Tchuya in the Gemara, Tchuya and Hutra. Meaning something is Deich, means you're doing an Isser. However, you're allowed to do it because you're doing it for a reason. Tuma hutru betzibah, tuma tchuyah betzibah, esa deicha lois aseh. So Reb Nissim Goyen learns that the pshat is, let me give you a marshal that's a little easier to understand. Kavod abrius, right? So kavod abrius is a very misunderstood concept. You know, it's, people use it like anytime you do anything wrong, it's kavod abrius, right? You heard it. So somebody just told me recently it was a terrible thing. Somebody got up and said chira for gida, terrible things. It was a simcha, mamish, terrible things. One of our bachim walked out, and he was rightly just walked out because it was terrible. It was terrible, and the person got up and started, justifying different lifestyle. You know, at a simcha, it was horrible. So bach got up and correct. So people came over, covered a brias. Covered a brias. How could you walk out? Yeah, so there's such a thing as Oyvei Hashem Sinura, right? You have to, but Akoponim, that's not Kovod Abrius. Kovod Abrius is Mutter. In the Durabanan, not all Durabanans, but for instance, the Gemara says, let's say a person in those days, they didn't have, the things we have, and when somebody went to, to the basic Kisei. And sometimes, and yet they had to use racks or other things to clean themselves. So they used to put it aside to the side to clean. Let's say a person forgot that the only way he could clean himself is with mukti. So Gemara says you're allowed it because Kavod Abrius is Deichel Mukti. Whereas other cases in Sanhedrin, the Gemara, in Menachos, Gemara talks about a person was wearing let's make his kapata, right? And there was, and that tzitzis on it. Right? He used to wear four-cornered begadim, let's say, right? And he had to go ahead and he realized that tzitzis were possible, right? So is he allowed to take it off or not? Right? Is he allowed to? No, he's in the Rishus or in the Carmelis. He's walking the Carmelis. He's carrying. So it says, they didn't have to tell him because it's covered a brias. So Beis Yosef says, not the pshat, you're pushing away an Isser, you're doing an Isser the Rabbanan because of covered a brias. The pshat is, the Rabbanan never made the Isser with this covered a brias. Chazal instituted, they established in their Isser, this Isser does not chal in a makom of covered abrius. Right? Of course, if that old or abundant, we shouldn't go into chaluk. But akoponim, so the Reb Nissim Goyen says that the din of Esa d'chaloisaset is not the, let's take for instance, this is a little portion. He brings as a tushar, it's more portion. Yibum is not Esa d'chaloisaset pashtas. Right, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. All of a sudden, yibum, you're marrying, you're having beer with your brother's wife, right? So it's not a pshat that you're being doicha in Issa. The Torah took away the Issa. There's no Issa there. You're not doing an Issa, right? You'll tell the kohen who's makor of a carbon on Shabbos, the one who shechts the carbon, usually kahanim shecht, even though you don't need a carbon to a kohen to shecht. So you'll tell him, you just did an Issa, but what could you do? It's a mitzvah. It's not an issur. Why? Because the Torah says there has to be a... Now, that's a little different because the pshat is, otherwise we'd never have the mitzvah of Karban Tumid. Otherwise we'd never have the mitzvah of Yibum. But Esa Daichalaisa, you can have it without the Laisa, it just happened in this dam. In other words, Esa Daichalaisa, that means, for instance, Yibum with a Mamzeris. It just happened to be the system was a Mamzeris. It didn't have to be. So that's a little different. In other words, the cases we're giving is that otherwise, for instance, Torah says you could do a bris milah on Shabbos. So Pashas Rishon learned, that's a tchuyah, that's chutra. Because otherwise, the Torah says, do bris milah Shabbos. How? There's no other way to do it except being mechal Shabbos. There's no other way to bring a carbon on Shabbos with it, unless you're mechal Shabbos. Right? Mashenkein, that's a daicholaisa. There's other ways to do it. It just happened to you, right? It's nizdamin, now it's a good word, it occurred to you that the mikros, that you have to do a loisase. So Nisim Garnal learns it's the same thing. The pshat is the Torah did not give the issa of shatness when there's a kiyum of tzitzis. The Torah didn't give the issa of mamzeris was a mitzvah of yibum. It's in gansen mutter. Ubezeh, says the Nisim Garnal, is mutter, it's the kasha they ask. How could the issa be doicha loisase? A loisase is more chomer. He says, because there is no loisase. The Torah took it away from us. The Torah establishing each lav that lav is not given what is an essay. So that makes Meir saying is very good. When you talk about the mitzvah kiyum is so Rabbi like it says in Rabbi Chana and Rabbi Kivega, that a mitzvah kiyum is not doicha loisase. We understand that. Why? Because a mitzvah kiyum is not strong enough to be doicha loisase. Torah didn't give you the koyach to be doicha loisase. The loisase is still there. Masha ain't kein a mitzvah chiyuvis. So, especially called the Nisim Garnal, the pshat is it doesn't exist. The lav, a woman when she does a mitzvah chiyuvis, ain't a chenami. It's chiyuvis klape her. She's being the kaim a mitzvah. She's not b'chuyuv. But the etzem mitzvah is azam mitzvah. She gets a mitzvah which the Torah says is doicha. Meir said it more, you know, technical, which is true. That's the real Torah. That since it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's doicha. With this of Nisim Garnal, it's very geschmack. Because the Torah didn't give this mitzvah in this iser and when there's mitzvah. So Memela, with this, we can answer up the kasha, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Shal Melech has. All the Mishraim go into, how could you say essay, you don't say essay of Sreifas Kochim, is doicha yaldiv. And the Gemara's maskon is because it's a lav vasei, right? Yom Tov is a lav vasei. Noshim that are part of from dasei of Yom Tov, dasei. That's what Taisus Nemzan is a dava pashit. Since they're part of from dasei, they should be able to burn kachim, right? Women should be able to burn kachim. Why? Because by woman, she only has the lav. That's what Taisus assumes, right? So because of this kasha, Taisus says, no, it's a right, the lav is a stronger lav, because as I say, the other Rishayim say, no, it's a right, woman achayev in the essay, because it goes together with the lav. But the question the Achrayim asked, the Shamel Chmaneshu asked, what kind of essay the Chalaisas said? Look, I be a woman, she's part of from Sreifas Kachim. It's a mitzvah say she's my grandma. The Gemara learns on Yevamis, b'yoyim atasayrif, b'yatasayrif b'layla. The din of Sreifas Kachim is only during the day, not at night. So woman is part of what kind of asset Dachalinsa said? According to Rameya Sang is very good. Because it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Klapi the Isha, ain't a chenami, she's part of, but she gets a mitzvah chiyuvis. So if a woman would not have the loinsa said, you would say by her, it's taka doicha, because it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Are you telling me by a man it's not doicha? By a man it is doicha, except there's an essay that doesn't allow it to be doicha, but that's an essay is strong enough to be doicha. Or Raya, we saw Taisus a few weeks, 2 weeks ago, that Taisus says in the place of Eser Deicholais V'Eser, if you do it, you don't get Malkus. But Taisus says, if one does Kisei Adam, he digs up the sand on Yom Tov to do Kisei Adam, even though he's not allowed because the Eser of Kisei Adam is not the Lavan Eser of Yom Tov, but still, if he does it, he doesn't get Malkus, because the Eser is Deicholais V'Eser. Taisus going on that side. Okay, that's one nakuda, one at. The other nekuda.
You are listening to Men's Torah.
What the Kivega brings from the Beis Meir. So it's beautiful to see. It's in Chelek Gimel Tshuva Siman Pei. How Rabbi Kivega starts off the tshuva. Rabbi Kivega had friends. The friends were the Nesivas, the Ktsar, and the Ktsar didn't really know. The Nesivas, the Chemda Shloima, the Beis Meir, these, the Gdolim of his dar. How many times they could have seen each other? They for sure didn't text each other or email each other. That's, we know for sure, right? Even if they were the Eldetz Mutter, but they didn't have that way. So how much could they have seen each other? You see the letter he gets from the Beis Meir. He says, I haven't heard from you so long. You don't know what you did to me. Right? It's a beautiful Lashon of Kivega. You mechayim me. You gave me chiyus. Then you wrote me a letter in learning. That's what he writes. So the Beis Meir wants to say a chiddush over there. And first, we'll introduce him. We'll continue next week on this nekuda. We've mentioned there's a din of shvisas behemtoi, right? Shvisas behemtoi. What is shvisas behemtoi? Shvisas behemtoi means that if a person owns a behema, so he has to stop it if it works on Shabbos. Right? If you see all of a sudden your animal is plowing, it's tied up to plow, chweis, whatever, and all of a sudden it's plowing, it's an animal knows what to do. It does it, chweis, whatever, right? You have an animal that goes out with things on his back, right? Whatever it is, you get a dog that you train to bring you the newspaper on Shabbos, whatever, from the local store, right? So that's called Shvisas Behemtei. And that's Asa. Right? That's Asa. Now, what's the Issa? So it's going to be coming up in 2 weeks, etc. So 3 weeks, so whatever. So it says over the apostle, L'man yanuach shachem achamecha, in order that they should rest. Right, they should rest. Your animal should rest. Right, your animal should rest. I was once by Pnei Menachem. Before he was a Rebbe, I spoke on this sugya, and he said so Shaila, what happens if you live in America and your animals are in Eretz Yisrael? Ayoy v'shvisas behemtei. Is the ikak pada that the animal is being called your Shabbos? Or the pshat is, right, it's that where the animal is. We'll get into it another time. But anyway, that's the din of shvisa behemtei. So Bikiveger in Mishnayis has a shaila if women are chayev in it. If women are chayev in shvisas behemtei. Since sof called sof, it's a mitzvah to say, shazman groma, because it's an essay, l'man yanuach, maybe women should be potter. That's what Bikiveger's shaila. Okay? And what's it, Sati Mechai? We'll talk about it in a minute. Lemaisa is Talmud. I don't know who it is. It says in parentheses, Amar Yud Mem Talmud Goyen Bechaber. It's a Meforshe Gemara. It's really a Meforshe Gemara. What? Behemta Shol Shkentai. That Rabbi Lazar was mate to go out with a ribbon, and it was really not his animal, it was his female name. Okay, that's a big taina. People try to answer Ricky Vega, but the mindset it's unfortunate. Gemara. Okay, but I upon him, what's the tzad to say that they what? Why should they be chayv? So Ricky Vega the Mishnayis says that the reason is because of the ran in Kol Kisvei. The ran in Kol Kisvei, the Perek Kol Kisvei, brings a Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosho. Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is talk about Gimel Sudas, Lecha Mishnah, right? The person has to eat Gimel Sudas and Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. Where do we learn it out? From the Mon. The Mon that says Lecha Mishnah, the Mon that says three times Ayyim. So we have to eat what's called three Sudas on Shabbos and Lecha Mishnah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that women are also chayv in Gimel Sudas. Why? Because they were also in the Nes of the Mon. It affected them too. They were in the Nes of the Mon. Because they were in the Nes of the Mon, they have to eat Gimel Sudas on the Chamishna. And the Ran says on this, Ein Lo Tzarich. He says, it's a good Svar, but you don't need that Svar. Why is that? Because we know women are Chayv and Kiddush, right? That's a Gemara. Gemara says women are Chayv and Kiddush. Right? Women are Chayv and Kiddush. So think too. It's an age where we don't hear it then.
Add in.
Okay. So women are chayv in Kiddush. The Gemara says, why? So Zachar v'shamer, right? It says in the first luchas, Zachar siyam v'shabes v'katshay. It says in the second luchas, Shamer siyam v'shabes v'katshay. Right, the Gemara says, Zachar v'shamer b'dibur echad. Now, may I simply say, why did the Python say Shamer v'zachar?
Kol siyash v'rem bird.
What?
The hand bird. It was afresh under the...
Because his name was Shlomer. In the way. He could have figured out ways to do it still. Write a shin and... All right. It's not really... I mean, that felt sense because his name was Shlomer. You have to write shin first. But otherwise, he could have put Zachar v'shamer in the middle and written something. It was a good enough Python to make a shin at the beginning without that. Upon him, it's Zachar v'shamer. That's a good word. Zachar v'shamer v'dibur echad nawa. Okay? So we learn out that's a hekish. So Gemara learns out, whoever is chayiv in Shmir Shabbos, where the din of Zman Brahma does not affect Lavin, and since women are chayiv in Lavin, so also the chayiv in Kiddush. The chayiv in Kiddush, because they're chayiv in Shmir Shabbos. And that's the Gemara. Gemara in Bracha is Chafan Beis and Shmur is Chafan Beis. So Hoshak V'tayiv, but that's where we come out. Zokturan, V'udin, Kol Chiyuvei de Shabbos. So, what does it mean, kol chiyuv v'shabbos? So, some achrayim want to learn that chiyuv v'shabbos that have to do with oineg, with eating. Kivegalans, no. The pshat in it is that the chayv and shvis is behemtai too. What does he mean of kivegal? That from zachar v'shamer you learn out that even though kiddush is an exception to the rule, women are usually chay epotter in mitzvah seishos bagrama. The Gemara says there's a few exceptions. Interesting, in the Gemara in Kedusha, when Gemara goes through this, the Gemara talks about matzah, simcha, and hakel. Nowhere does the Gemara say Kiddush. Kivek is kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say Kiddush? Takapella. Kivek makes cheshbon is about people, bashab shad, it's really shver. But we know Kiddush is an exception. And so with Kivek is learning that even though Kiddush is an exception, but it's the rule for Shabbos. And as from Kiddush, you learn out the rule for Shabbos that Shabbos doesn't have a ptur of Zman Grama. Therefore, they're Chayv and Lecha Mishnah and Gimel Sudas. And as you learn out from there, that all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, women are Chayv. So Zoktav Kivega, that's the tzad to say why women are Chayv and Shvisus Behemtoi. Even though it's Zman Grama, Esesh Zman Grama, but still... Since it's a Shabbos nikkud, then Shabbos, you learn that from Zachar v'Shamer, so just like they have in Zachar. So, okay, so beautiful of Kivega. The Shal is the Ran, brother Rabbeinu Tam, said not that way. That means he didn't hold that's necessarily true. Zachar v'Shamer, he finds himself, is an isolated din. It's a din in Kiddush, to learn more than that. I, Lecha Mishnah, I, Kim Sudas, that's because they're on the month. But I didn't know more than that. So there, if Kivega brings the base mayor, not on this question, that the base mayor was mechadish, that the din of Zman Grama, the woman of Potter, is only on a mitzvah to say, kum vaseh, to do. You have to put on tefillin, you have to blow a shofar, you have to put on tzitzis, all those are Zman Gramas. But a mitzvah, as Isra say, not to do, make sure that your behemoth is not working, stop your behemoth from working. It's not a mitzvah to stop it. That's because it's an issur. If you don't stop it, the Torah's not interested that your behemoth should work and you should stop it. You don't have to put on dark kapas, but if the Torah wants you to get a mitzvah, it's an inyan. We have not an inyan to stop your behemoth if your behemoth is working. So the base mayor find it that Kivega says, what the base mayor says, that the Issa essay, there's no klal of Zman Grama. Okay? And he says, a ranges of that, his Miyushav, he says, a Gemara in Alacha. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you can't sell a behemoth gas, I mean, a behemoth that works. A source, let's say, a bull, right? A bull plows, a bull. So you can't sell that to a goy. Why can't you sell it to a goy? Because Gzeira Mishum Schiris. You might rent it. You might be sure. A guy comes to you and he asks you for your car. Are you allowed to give it to him? Yes, 100%. Right? And not 100% of that you have to ask her. Because she's driving a shower, there's nothing wrong. Could be if you have a yellow car like Yossi Zeif, and everybody knows that car, right? So I don't know if anybody noticed it. You know Yossi Zeif, right? So I go to Yuri the last few months, so every day I see it. Next door, there's a yellow car with a red car. I say, well, this guy's really something. One day I see Yossi, I said, Yossi, now I understand whose cars these are, right? So Yossi, as a mechanic, he has what's called the body shop here. Very little person. So I go upon him, that could be a different thing. You know, that maybe it's Nick, I don't know. But I go upon him, that may be yellow car. But other cars, man, nobody's going to, I don't think the people know your life. I doubt it. I don't know, they have things corrupt. But there's nothing wrong with him at Sada Din, let's say. It's a Marisite. But can you rent out your car? No, because you're paying. That's cash up the door bonnet. Okay, so you could be mafliyat. You could, but a behemah you can't give to. For instance, this was the whole problem in the time when they started selling chametz. When they started, right in the days of the Gemara, they didn't sell chametz. They didn't have enough chametz to sell. They ate up the chametz. They burnt the chametz. There wasn't like but the problem was animals. People, right? It was farmers. What do you do with your animals? Certain animals have to eat. Grain, I guess they told me fish have to eat grain. I don't know, chametz, maybe now they have a substitute. So you have a problem, because when you're giving it to the guy, it's your animal. Well, and he's feeding it chametz, you're getting on now. This was the Tvu'ah Shor's problem. The Tvu'ah Shor said, the heter of mechira is based on bittul. Or is mechira... Many poskim held it's not such a mechira. You don't really mean it. Yeah. And think about it. You know. All right. Others tied it. But Hamaisi just sold it. Especially nowadays, they write a shtar. That's what they do. But in the old days, you have to realize people didn't have rabbanim who was self. Every guy didn't have communication. A guy lived in a dorf, right? Some dorf somewhere in the Kabat, right? He was three Jews in the whole place. The guy didn't know much halacha. So you would sell it to that guy. They didn't do a good kinyan necessarily. Or, it's just a technicality. So the guy would say, it's not a real kinyan. So you were saying, mechad bittul, the yimavat liyachamit, so memele, you said it's bottle. So it's bottle, but your animal, you're not mevat liyachamit, and the guy's giving food to your animals, you have a problem. So many poskim in those days did not allow animals to be given, to be sold to goyim. You have to get rid of it. Either feed animals something that's not, let them starve for a week at least, and eat vegetables at least instead of grain or whatever.
How do they get around eating their animal by good anyway? How do they get around eating an animal by good?
A revia. Yeah. So Paiskim say nowadays they're not as kosher nowadays than revia. Yeah, but I don't know. I think so. But anyway.
Listen to the goyim for with the bro.
On goes bain.
No, but the problem was you didn't really mean it. Just like you don't mean it, and you can't even vote. What's the point? So now, legabe, behemoth, to sell a behemoth, so the chazam made a gzera, because you might rent it to him. If you rent it to him, it's a problem. Not because it's Schar Shabbos, even if you're, right? Because he's working it on Shabbos. He's working on Shabbos. And if he's working on Shabbos, it's your behemoth doing malacha. The Issof Shizman does not do with who's making the animal work. The animal works on its own. A guy makes it work. You're even Issa. So that's why Chazal asked selling it. Zoktav Kiveki has a very simple Eitza. An Eitza we all know. What do? We put the house under our wife's name. Right? Then we have no problem. So put your animals under your wife's name and let her sell it. Because if there's no Issa Shizman, then why? That's what Kiveki's time, right? Alakach must be woman acha. That's one of his rayas. Rishnasi doesn't bring this. So he said, with you, the base meyer, it makes sense why the woman can't do it, because it's an Isra say. An Isra say, women are not potter from. We'll talk about next week, Kiveka's next few words. He says, Asvari yikari moid. It's a very precious svar. I like it. It's not the same as other mitzvahs.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.